So many aspects of our lives continue to be impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak and the resulting orders, recommendations, and precautions we're all following to help prevent spread of the virus. That includes public transportation. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. One of the great attributes of public transportation is a reduction in the amount of greenhouse gases we send into the atmosphere that contributes to climate change. Our guest this morning is Matt Carpenter, and Matt is Chief Executive Officer of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. And thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Good morning, David.
When Governor Whitmer began issuing her executive orders and got to the point of shutting down virtually everything not considered essential to sustain or protect life, how did you and your team at the AAATA begin to process that order in terms of systems and operations?
It's a good question. I think like everyone, we're sort of taking it one day at a time. So we knew about the executive order because we had seen similar things in other states. We knew that public transit was likely to be considered an essential service. Maybe not a frontline service, but a service that continues to be necessary for people making those essential trips for groceries and pharmacies and for taking care of the family members. So we needed to continue to operate to the best of our ability, given the constantly changing circumstances. So we began to essentially triage our operations and fall back to what we consider to be a defensible level of service. Today, we're operating at what we would call Sunday levels of service. It's a much reduced level of service, but it's something that's more commensurate with much fewer people traveling. And it also helps with exposure of our staff. We're no longer collecting fares, and we're asking passengers to board through the rear door of the bus and then to sit apart from each other. All of those things are the interpretation of how social distancing applies for public transit, and they're intended to just help keep the public and our staff safe.
The Ypsilanti Transit Center, the Blake Transit Center are closed, so is the Rides front desk over on South Industrial. In a service industry like public transportation, customer and client interaction is pretty important. So how best are you maintaining communication with those that had been and may still need to utilize the bus service?
Communication is a very big deal. For our customers, we're doing a tremendous amount of communication, moving it online, moving it remotely. Our call centers are still up and running, even though the staff are now, you know, sort of spread out into different rooms. So a lot of our information really is available online and by calling in to the Rides front office numbers.
The stay-at-home order obviously means less demand, and that has obviously resulted in Sunday level of service. What feedback are you getting from riders on how it's impacted them and the changes that you have made to try and help protect their health?
So about 2 weeks ago when we first began implementing the, we're not collecting fares anymore, was one of the first steps we began to do. I was down at the Ypsilanti Transit Center just checking on staff and checking on some customers, and I had a great conversation with a lady named Monica. I'll call her Monica. And Monica just wanted to let me know how happy she was with the service and that we were still able to provide any fixed-route service at all. Monica told me how she needed to take care of her mother, and her car wasn't working, and so we were the only way she was able to do that. And what really, I think, made that memorable to me was Monica was, I would say, at least in her 70s, which means her mom's probably in her 90s.
Right.
And so both of these folks are definitely the people, you know, who are most at risk. And we had also begun deep cleaning and sanitizing the buses and the facilities on a regular basis. So that really struck with me why we are an essential service, that there really are people out there who continue to rely on us. Other things we're hearing and we're managing through, we're trying to maintain social distancing on the bus, which is an unusual thing for mass transit. Usually a full bus is a good sign to us. Now it's not. And we're trying to limit each bus to at most maybe 15 or 20 people, spacing them out. We've got signs on the seat that sort of are intended to get people to sit further apart. And if we find that buses are crowded, we really need to hear that from riders so that we can put another bus into service and spread people out a little more.
But if a driver notices that there are too many people on the bus, they won't skip stops along the way, will they?
No, we're not skipping stops at this point, and we're not turning people away. We're asking people to board through the rear door.
Yeah.
However, we want to respond quickly as possible, resources permitting, to maintain the social distancing.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation continues on 89.1 WEMU with Matt Carpenter. He is CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. You mentioned that those buses are going under a much more regimented cleaning process. But for those who are considered essential personnel, the drivers, the bus maintenance crew, the cleaning crew, how are you helping make sure that they remain healthy and COVID-19 free while having to work with one another to ensure the public safety?
It's a great question. You know, as a service industry, we really rely heavily on our staff. They are our greatest assets, and particularly at a time like this. One of the things we've done is simply reduce our services. We're continuing to pay workers. We're lucky enough to have the financial resources that even if they're not working, we can give them peace of mind. Those who are working, we have done a number of things for the drivers. Obviously, the buses are undergoing a much more thorough cleaning than probably ever before, at least twice a day, and they're being sanitized as regularly as we can. We have had people in what you might call hazmat suits going through with, you know, aerosol fumigators spraying through the entire buses and all of our buildings. We have suspended fare collection, simply because that's the number one point of interaction between a driver and customers. Boarding through the rear door is another example of that. Back at the back offices, we've spread people out as much as we can. So far, we've been very lucky. The staff are generally pretty healthy.
Well, Michigan Flyer air ride to Metro Airport shut down for now. The brand new D2A2 Ann Arbor to Detroit service has been shut down until further notice. And add that in with free fares, less riders, reduced routes. What has been the budget impact so far, particularly if you're continuing to pay employees?
Well, you're right. We've definitely scaled back. The air ride service was the first thing. You may recall the president suspending air travel to Europe. Seems like a long time ago now. That really dented the ridership going on to air ride. We could tell, because people book ahead from that, that we could scale that back pretty quickly. We've made a decision in concert with the Regional Transit Authority to suspend service on the new Detroit to Ann Arbor D2A2 service. I sincerely hope both of those things are able to pop back up as quickly as possible. We continue to provide fixed route service, and we continue to provide paratransit service, our door-to-door service for persons with disabilities. And that's really, I mean, perhaps the most important thing, the most vulnerable population that we serve. The financial impacts on the ride are definitely mounting. We're fortunate enough to have had very good stewardship from our board, from our CFO over the last few years. So we are prepared to weather short downturns. We have a little bit of a rainy day fund that we can draw on to see us through for a while. And we're very eager to learn more about part of the stimulus package that the federal government passed. I think it was the CARES Act. In addition to providing some funding for individuals, it also provides some relief for the transportation industry, as well as about $25 billion for the public transit industry. The challenge is that money needs to be shared with over 5,000 other transit agencies throughout the country. So we're eager to find out how much, if any, money we are receiving and how much of an offset to budget deficits that can provide.
And we have no idea how long all of this is going to last. And you say you're okay for the short term, but it could become longer term. If we go to end of summer, that changes the complexion of the situation altogether. Are there plans being put in place for potential short term or permanent layoffs?
No plans at this time. I think it would be premature. We're, again, fortunate that we were able to build up a bit of a rainy day fund. So we do have something to see us through. I suspect we are fine through the summer, but you are correct. And the number one thing that I think all of us are wondering is, how long is this going to continue? And I think we can all get through something when we know it's temporary. When it's longer or it simply doesn't have an end in sight, the anxiety begins to kick up. So I think we're going to be okay financially, at least through this summer, without too much concern. But really, it's the anxiety among staff, anxiety for people in the community that's becoming a major concern for us. We're doing a lot of remote town hall meetings with our staff. Just answering questions, allaying fears, providing accurate information goes a long way to helping people persevere through a difficult time like this.
Well, our time together is winding down. I do want to pose one final question. With every adversity, there are lessons to be learned and improvements to be identified that can carry forward. Where are you looking for some sense of silver lining in all of this?
I think an opportunity for the entire community to put emergency preparedness further to the fore. I think the community is reacting very well. I'm seeing a lot, you know, it's absolutely all hands on deck from all the government organizations and nonprofits that I've been interacting with recently. But I think there's opportunity here probably to become more prepared, to have an emergency operations center either at the county or city level that does desk exercises, that is a bit more prepared perhaps than we have been when this thing came upon us so quickly as a society. But that's something perhaps for us to consider after the immediate issue has passed.
Matt, we will most certainly check back in soon for updates, and I thank you for the time today.
Thank you very much, and I hope you and all your listeners are healthy.
And to you and the entire staff at the ride as well. That is Matt Carpenter, Chief Executive Officer of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and is heard every Wednesday. To visit the Issues of the Environment Archive and to access all COVID-19-related news produced by WEMU and NPR, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.